You're listening to the Booked Out Beauty Business Podcast for hairstylists that want to make bank behind the chair without the burnout. I am your host, Becca Cavanaugh, business coach for hairstylists. I was behind the chair for 5 years where I built up a full clientele while working a part-time job and located in a small town. Now I dedicate my work to helping stylists like you break free of the underpaid and overworked cycle so you can double your bookings and become the go-to stylist in your area. If you want a long, thriving career as a stylist, then you're in the right place. Let's get going. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here and so much for listening. Today, we're talking about how to up-level your marketing as a hairstylist so you can become booked out in 2024. Last episode, I mentioned how many of you are posting just to post. I talked about how pretty pictures of hair are no longer enough in 2024. And the posts like the hair is self-care and just come sit in my chair, they just don't hit like they did in 2016. So booked out hairstylists today understand that marketing their services effectively is just as important as improving their technical skills behind the chair. Without marketing your services, you have way less opportunity to showcase your skills because without marketing, you probably aren't seeing very many clients. So if you want to become booked out as a hairstylist in 2024, these marketing tips are going to be for you. I'm going to share with you mostly social media strategies that will help you turn your content into clients. And these tips have nothing to do with hashtag strategies or doing giveaways or, you know, tagging a bunch of brands. Like, none of that matters when you're trying to get more clients in your area. And you can implement these tips right now with your current audience and become booked out by the end of the year. So let's dive in. The first and foremost important marketing strategy is to get in your clients' heads. What are your clients thinking before they book an appointment? And what do they need to know in order to hit that book now button? And in order to understand this, you have to think about what is keeping them away from booking. And the most common reasons why someone may push off booking is usually a time or money barrier. Sometimes it's also a maintenance or like investment barrier. So other barriers also may look like indecision or fear. So indecision on style or fear of shame or judgment or fear of disappointment. So let's talk about how you can really face the most common barriers and break those down in order to see more bookings. So money is the easiest barrier to break because you just have to have your prices listed, okay? You need to have your booking site and you need to have your prices listed. And if you're unsure about your pricing, this is what I work with all my clients on. So I will help you break down your numbers so you can feel confident with your prices and sell your services with more ease. You won't be guessing anymore. You will know exactly what your price should be. And you also have a plan to raise them because I don't want you to be at that price forever, but just enough to get in clients through the door. So that way you can have a plan to raise them and create that demand. Also, not just having your prices listed, but also showcase how long these styles will last. This is a way to effectively market the money objection or the money barrier, is because if you have services your potential clients might get sticker shocked from, like your big balayage services, for example, this might be something to really market to your clients. So for example, I charged about $200 to $300 for a balayage, which back in 2016 in a small town was kind of a lot, right? And I sold it as this style that would last 6 months or longer. So when my clients saw it from this place of like, oh, so I'm only spending like $600 a year on my hair, let's go forward. That seems like a good deal. And how I did this was that when I had a client in my chair after I did their hair for so many months, I would be like, hey, look at the style. Doesn't it still look good? It's been 6 months since I did her hair and now we're going to refresh it today. So just having those reminders of like, yeah, you're spending $300 on this balayage, but it's going to last you so much longer than just a highlight or, you know, a other type of hair color. So showing them not just the price, but what they're really getting with that price. And another way you can do this is add descriptions to your services. I beg you, everybody, you need to add descriptions to your services. So talk about what it includes. Don't just leave your client guessing or assuming. This is what leads to trouble. This is what leads to the disappointment, right? Every booking site has a feature to add in description, so use them. For example, I recommend packaging all your services. So I've said it before, I'll say it again, package all your services, simplify your booking site. I would say, let's say you have a custom color, that's your service title. So then you would put in the description, this includes a customized one color from root to tips, a full haircut, a blow dry, and a heat style. This helps your clients not feel like they're guessing. They see everything in that description. They're like, oh, that's actually a good deal. Instead of them looking at your service list and going, okay, wait, so I need the balayage. Okay, but then I need, oh, I do need a haircut. Do I add the haircut on or is that included? I don't know. Okay, so then I'm adding the haircut and then I need a blow dry too. So I need to add, like, see how complicated that is. And then they're having to do the math in their head while they're trying to book with you. It is just a lot. So, and your service might include all these things, but how are they going to know that? You are creating way more barriers for them, and that's creating confusion. And that leads them going, okay, maybe I'll just book later. Maybe I'll just figure this out later. I don't know. So again, in order to kind of move through that money barrier, talk about what it includes, use those descriptions, have your pricing listed, and have it just be simple. Package all your services. You are going to see so many more bookings by just doing this alone, because the money barrier is probably one of the most common and biggest ones. So then let's talk about the time barrier. So similar with money, timing, have timing listed on how long they're going to be at the salon, because that is what they need to expect. And then think about what potential concerns they might have with spending, let's say, 3 to 4 hours in your chair. So think about, maybe they're like, oh, 3 to 4 hours, that's kind of an investment. But then you can market it as like, oh yeah, but this style is going to last you 3 to 6 months. So that's a pretty good deal. You're not going to have to come back and see me every single month. You're going to have so much time where you don't. So if you can just block out 4 hours for one day, then you're good to go for the next 6 months. Like, that's a good deal, but they're not going to instantly see it that way. So this is why it's important to talk about it in your content. And then the other piece of this is kind of going deeper with your potential clients. Let's say a lot of your clients are moms. You can say, hey, I work in a suite, so you can bring the baby with you to the salon, right? Because maybe the time barrier is that they're worried about that they need somebody to watch the kids, you know, that they are, or they're not going to be able to spend as much time with kids, right? On the other end of the spectrum, you might be like, hey, maybe just get a babysitter for the day because you can't have kids at your salon, you know? And then you would market it as like, hey, this is time for just you, where you get to block out everything, where you just get to have a human adult conversation with me, where you can relax. Like, then you would market it that way. Or if your potential client is someone maybe a bit younger, maybe they are getting like a Vivid style, they're getting something a little bit more edgy, it's going to take a long time. So maybe they get a little bored easily. Let's be honest, I think TikTok has all fried our attention spans, me included, and I'm not even Gen Z, okay? But if you are having Gen Z clients, they might be a little fidgety. They might be like, oh, 4 hours, not doing nothing, that's kind of crazy. So maybe you would provide chargers, movies, snacks, some sort of engagement for your client. And then not only just offer these, advertise it, talk about it. Don't assume that your clients know that you offer these things, you know? Or if you can't offer all these things, you know, maybe offer one or two things and then tell them what to bring and expect with the appointment. So again, we don't want them fidgeting. We don't want them getting like, oh, wait, I didn't know that it was going to take this long. So making sure that your client knows exactly what they're getting themselves into, knowing exactly what to expect, will create way more ease for them, but it will also create way more ease for you. You're getting clients in your chair that feel, okay, I know I'm going to be here for a while. I've prepared for this. They knew what to expect. So they're not rushing you through the appointment. They're not surprised when it's 4 hours long, right? I've seen this happen, especially in my earlier days behind the chair. I saw this happen so often where they're like, I have like a date in 2 hours. Like, I wasn't expecting to be here for 4 hours, you know? And then you're like, oh my gosh, okay, let's hurry this up. And now I'm rushing and doing all the things. So making sure that you're showcasing all this on your Instagram or your TikTok, having that timing listed on your booking site or in the descriptions, all of these will help your clients decide that kind of you are the stylist for them, even though you're taking 4 hours on a style, even though you know, have a $300 plus price tag for a balayage, right? So again, all of these are just creating ways for your clients to connect and feel at ease with you and decide that you are the stylist for them before they even sit in your chair. And that's what's going to attract really amazing clients to you that aren't rushing you, that aren't criticizing you, that aren't, you know, being completely disappointed. They're going to know exactly what they're signing up for. And the last barrier that I have here is the maintenance barrier. This is something that I feel like is so important here because I see a lot of stylists not doing this completely correctly. So your job as when it comes to the maintenance piece, because every hair has maintenance, every style, if you're coming to a salon, has some sort of maintenance. And if you are getting clients that are these bigger ticket services that are in the chair for a long time, you want to make sure that they are maintaining that, right? So what I recommend is that either in your posts or whatever, talk about how you will set them up with a custom maintenance card that they will get to take home with them so they will know exactly what products to use, when to use them, and how often they can use them to maintain their color for longer and maintain the health of their hairstyle or whatever the result that they want, the goal that they have for their hair. You will create a custom maintenance card for them. You can do this while you're at the salon, while they're processing, whatever, you can do this and offer this. This will set you apart by so much. And just taking these little maintenance tips are so important to create trust with your clients. And I much rather have them follow your professional advice than some 19-year-old TikTok, you know, that has great genes. Because let's be honest, you're in the chair with the client, you're telling them all about the maintenance, they're nodding their head along, they don't retain any of that. You know, maybe you don't even retain any of that. And then they go off and they're like, oh wait, what'd she say? So then they're either DMing you, going back and forth in the DMs with you where you didn't sign up for that. You don't have time for that, right? Or they're just going to go on TikTok and follow some 19-year-old that claims that coconut oil really saved their hair. You know what I'm saying? So I much rather them get customized support from you. And this is something that you're going to build in your experience and share it on social media. The key point of this here is what I see a lot on social media when it comes to maintenance is do not feed into the negativity and the shame rabbit hole when it comes to maintenance. Again, this is going to create potential shame, anxiety, and judgment, or the fear of judgment, shame, anxiety from your client. They're going to feel a little bit anxious to go with you if you are constantly talking about how, like, oh, no drugstore products work, or if you're using drugstore products, that's bad and that's wrong. Or if you, like, I see a lot of the posts where it's like, oh, everybody wants this style until they realize how expensive it is and all these things. It's like, that doesn't, even if your client didn't want that style, it's just not leaving them with a good feeling. So your job when it comes to maintenance is to make it sound easy, simple, and straightforward. Your clients are excited to get their hair done. They have maybe saved up money to get their hair done. They have waited for this moment. Feed into that excitement while keeping it grounded and neutral. You can still be realistic without feeding into negativity or pushing them in a direction that causes them to settle or potentially be disappointed by the result. So you can present it in a way, this is very important in your consultation, you can present it in a way like, yes, this is the maintenance, yes, this is the facts, but I'm so down to do this for you. I'm so excited that you want something like this. I just want you to know this is how long it's going to take. This is what is expected for maintenance. And now let them decide. Let them decide. And then if they're a little unsure, then you could be like, well, we could do this if you want to do something like that, but I'm totally still down to do that original style. What do you think? Just let them decide from an empowering place. Now, if you're like, yeah, I don't know, it's going to be a lot of money, you know, or yeah, it's, but we're going to be here for a long time, or yeah, but it's just, I don't know, it's really going to damage your hair. I don't know. Maybe you want to do something different. Like, now your client's like feeling weird because you're making it weird. Don't make it weird. Just be like, yeah, this is where we're at, and I still want to get you to this result, but this is what it's going to entail. how do you feel about that? And then put it back on them. Don't make them feel weird about it just because you feel a little weird about it. Don't let them feel weird about the price or how much money they're spending just because you feel weird about it. So if you really want to make more money behind the chair, this is something you need to master. This is something I have mastered, and I would love to show you in one-on-one coaching how you can remain neutral with clients, because it can be a little hard when you get a little bit of pushback or when their body change, you know, their body language starts to shift. I want you to be able to see all that and be able to meet it with like groundedness, compassion, openness, instead of just closing yourself off and then running to the next thing or kind of running away or just being like, oh, okay, we'll just do this instead. You know, I don't want that for you. That's not how you're going to make more money behind the chair. So this is how you're going to really make money, is that you're going to stay with them, remain realistic, remain grounded, help them still feel, keep that excitement, and help them make an empowering decision. That's what's really going to set you apart and help you create more money behind the chair. Okay, so the next thing that I want to talk about is be strategically available. So this is something that I did a lot when I was marketing my services, is that you want to create a little bit of urgency. Even if you do have a lot of openings for the month, even if you do have openings next week, creating a little bit of urgency is going to really make your bookings increase rather quickly. So I much rather you post when you have availability. So I'm not suggesting that you're like, oh, these are my only appointments for the month, when you have more appointments next week and the week after and the week after, right? So I want you to be able to fill all those spots, but you just need to do it in a little strategic way and creating some urgency. So what something that you might say, you know, let's say we're on the last week of March or something, and you're like, okay, these are the last appointments for March. Like, that's true, you know? And so it just creates, like, there's just something that ticks off in our brains that we're like, ooh, these are the last appointments, I better get in now, you know? Or these are the last appointments before I go on vacation, or before this happens, or before I raise my prices. Like, creating a little bit of that urgency can go a long way. Now, of course, you still need to follow through, right? I'm not saying just to like flat out lie about this. Just say it in a way that is still truthful, but also creating a little bit of urgencies, you know? So maybe you're like, hey, these appointments just opened up for the week, and they've been open, you know, but like these appointments have just opened up for the week. Snag them while you can. Like, all of this will create urgency. It will create a little bit of like that desire. You are being strategically available. That is what I mean by this. So, and this was one of my main strategies that really helped me become booked out quickly. And I was just posting my, you can't just post like your availabilities. It's not enough. You know, you want to create a little bit of that urgency, but I would also suggest talk about what you can do in those time slots. So instead of just posting a time slot, post like, hey, I could do a full highlight and balayage on this day at this time, and then a haircut on this day and this time. Show them what's possible. Get their brain going. They're like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to schedule a balayage, or oh yeah, I've been really wanting a different style. Maybe now is the time, because I don't know when I'm going to be able to get in next. You know, all of those things are really going to help you create that urgency behind the chair. And if you really, I don't suggest this all the time, but sometimes it does make sense. If you want to run a discount, this is the time. That's an easy way to create urgency. Run a discount on a select day at a select time. You'll fill that spot almost instantly. So if you really want to run a discount, do it in that very limited time slot, create that urgency. And then that's how you're going to really create more bookings behind the chair and kind of break down some of these barriers very quickly. Lastly, if you really want to market effectively in 2024 to become booked out, do not post every client that you do. Focus on the clients that get services that you really want to do. And this doesn't mean that you don't love your bob haircuts, or you love your root touch-ups, or maybe your older ladies that come in for their blow dry and style, you know. But if you really want to do more like vivid haircuts, more edgy vivid haircuts, vivid hairstyles, edgy haircuts, you know, all of those things, post those and continue to post those. And if you don't have any of that on your books, then get models, get your friends, get your family, get people that really do want these styles, but they just are not sure if they can pay for it yet. Get those models, and then you will post that. And then guess what? You will get more clients that way. you will get more clients that want those styles that way. A lot of people want these styles in your area, I guarantee it, but they just don't know who to trust or who to go to, especially in a small town. So another thing that you can do is post about the services that you want to see, like in that little caption in your description on Instagram or TikTok, you know, in your bio. Make sure to use that effectively. So for example, when I was behind the chair, I did a lot of shag haircuts. I wanted to focus on more healthy hairstyles. I wanted to focus on using less products and using more natural, like enhancing more natural styles. So what I put in my bio on my Instagram was shag haircuts, healthy hair, and enhance your natural style. And that is what I attracted. And I also had the work to back it up, right? But that's what more I attracted. Then I got even more work to back that up. And you just need like 1 to 3 posts of a style to showcase that you can do this, just to build enough trust to bring in those types of clients. I posted 2 to 3 shag haircuts, and then all of a sudden everyone wanted one. And I was the only one in town that people could find that could do it in my area. Other people in my area could absolutely do it, but nobody was showcasing it. Only I was. And even when I didn't do hair for like a couple years, I still had that Instagram up and people reached out to me in my DMs, even though my booking site was gone, even though I had put in my bio like retired hairstylist, I still had people that found me, reached out, and tried to book with me, even though I had been completely closed for over a year. That's how powerful I want your marketing to be, and I can help you achieve that level of connection so you don't have to be on social media all the freaking time in order to see your books filled. So if you have decided that 2024 is the year that you will become booked out as a stylist and my one-on-one coaching is right for you, even if you work in a small town or you're just starting out or you have been working for so many behind the chair for so many years, but you still haven't been able to create a consistent income, I can help you make 2024 the year where you will bring in 5K months by working less without running discounts or doing mostly services you hate. This program is 3 months of weekly one-on-one calls where I will help you identify and overcome what's holding you back from being booked out. And this is an intimate program that I only take on like 5 to 10 clients at a time. So you can work with me one-on-one by booking a sales call. And to get started with that, the link is down in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode, and I will talk to you on the next one. If you're serious about becoming the go-to stylist in your area, then you need to snag my free profitable income calculator. The top reason stylists leave the industry early is lack of income. So this calculator will give you the real numbers on what you can and can't afford behind the chair so you can keep your dream business alive. Are you ready to become booked out in 6 months or less? Then book a sales call to work one-on-one. All links are in the show notes to get started. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.